This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Roshan Kaniston joins us at this point. Thank you so much for joining us, Roshan.
Good morning, Sharad.
Okay, you're going to be speaking to Ivan Yap, a research analyst with Maybank Investment Bank. Over to you, Roshan.
Ivan, what were some of the key reasons behind these record earnings from Vitrox for its second quarter?
Vitrox broke its quarterly record in terms of revenue and earnings. And this is even before they move into their larger facilities. So if you look at the Bursa announcement, they reported quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year growth in all key divisions. But I think the divisions that stood out the most was the automated board inspection, or otherwise known as the ABI division, which accounts for 60 to 70% of group revenue. So for this division, we understand that China has been a very big growth driver in the recent quarters. And just to note, on a year-on-year basis, the revenue from China in this division has grown by 6 percentage points to 33% of group revenue currently. And this is not hard to believe because China has been trying to lower its dependency on imported chips and semiconductor components. And in order for them to do this, more equipment has to be purchased to boost their local production for consumption locally. So this is especially crucial right now when trade tensions between China and US is actually escalating.
Are there any risks due to those trade tensions to Vitrox going forward?
In terms of earnings, we believe that for Vitrox itself, it's actually a beneficiary from the trade war because some of these local tech names could potentially see outsourcing from China to the Southeast Asia region, whereby Vitrox is supplying the equipment. But in terms of valuations, if the trade war does break out, there could be a knee-jerk reaction whereby it will affect all these technology names that has been trading at lofty valuations. So if you look at valuations-wise, some of these names are actually traded up to 30 times multiple forward. And I think there could be an knee-jerk reaction. But in terms of operations, I think the Southeast Asia players are actually potential beneficiaries.
All right, just want to talk about Vitrox's peers. How has it done in comparison?
Vitrox was actually the first amongst its peers to report results this season. But looking at the projection of the automation equipment in the local scene, such as Penta Master, which is actually also listed in Hong Kong, Elsoft Research, MI Equipment, the analysts are actually projecting good earnings growth for 2018. And if you look into the supply chain itself, these equipment companies are facing supply constraint in terms of fabricated parts. So that's a good sign. In the region, as well, if you look at the competitors in the same segment as Vitrox, these will be players such as Koyang from Korea, Test Research from Taiwan. They're also showing good signs of growth in recent results, and expectation by analysts is also very strong going into 2019.
You mentioned their new facility, right? So about a month ago, Vitrox made their move to their what they call the Campus 2.0. In your report, you assume a 40% utilization rate of that added capacity. So my question is there enough demand to meet the added capacity provided by the new campus?
Okay, yes, Vitrox did move into the new campus 2.0 early in July. It's worth noting that this new campus is actually three times larger than the previous campus. And in order for them to fill up this campus, it will probably take another 2 to 3 years and hire enough people and engineers to run the production. So typically for these automation equipment players, revenue visibility is pretty short, around 6 months on average, and they are very much dependent on the CAPEX cycle of the semiconductor and EMS players. So we are actually taking a more conservative stance in terms of our projection at just 40% utilization, but we are making reviews as we go. So the thing is, opportunity is definitely there as the world deploys the 5G network gradually, and this will begin in South Korea or US beginning end of the year. So when the world deploys the 5G network, I think there will be opportunities for Vitrox to supply equipment into the telco infrastructure segment of the semiconductor space.
Ivan, you have a buy call with a target price of 6 ringgit and 80 cents. What's driving that call?
Our optimism on Vitrox is actually based on two factors. Firstly, the overall semiconductor industry is actually going through a structural growth, whereby 5G cellular network will be gradually deployed from end of the year, like previously mentioned. So we believe that this 5G network will be a game changer for the world. In its initial deployment, I think the 5G network may hit a speed of about 20 times faster than the current 4G network. And at its best, I think the 5G network can be 1,000 times faster than the 4G network. And these are a very big improvement. The real-time transmission of big data will actually in the future enable applications such as augmented reality, virtual reality, possibly like what we see in the movie Ready Player One. But of course, there are also other applications such as autonomous driving or semi-autonomous driving, and of course the ongoing Industry 4.0 manufacturing. And secondly, we like Vitrox for its timely capacity expansion, which should be sufficient for the company to record growth over the next 3 years. And as of now, Vitrox already has a sizable exposure to the telco infrastructure and automotive industry via its ABI division. So with their experience and reputation in the in this segment, which has already had installed base of more than 30,000 units of equipment globally, we think that they will benefit from the strong CAPEX cycle that is upcoming.
What are some of the key risks, either to the upside or the downside, to Vitrox's outlook?
Okay, in terms of earnings downside, we believe that factors that could affect their net profit would be forex fluctuation, high volatility in terms of US dollar ringgit forex exchange is actually not good for them. The other concern that we have is actually on the supply chain of components for Vitrox equipment. So Vitrox is actually a design house whereby they buy multiple components from global supply chain. And because of the demand for all this automation equipment currently, which is very strong, supply constraint is actually hitting them. And the shortage of parts has been ongoing since last year and has not been fully resolved. But of course, if this issue be resolved over the next 1 year or so, maybe, we see potential for Vitrox to record even higher growth. So that's the upside there. The other factors would be valuations like what we mentioned earlier. So if there's a trade war that breaks out, there could be a knee-jerk reaction in terms of valuations. But if you look at Vitrox exposure in the Southeast Asia region, we think that they could benefit because China is actually outsourcing some of these contracts, especially by MNCs, to circumvent the new tariff structure set by US.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.